While we look to God, Satan has no power over us. September 26. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Just before Peter's fall, Christ said to him, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. How true was the Savior's friendship for Peter! How compassionate his warning! But the warning was resented. In self-sufficiency, Peter declared confidently that he would never do what Christ had warned him against. Lord, he said, I am ready to go with thee, both into prison, and to death. His self-confidence proved his ruin. He tempted Satan to tempt him, and he fell under the arts of the wily foe. When Christ needed him most, he stood on the side of the enemy and openly denied his Lord. But even when Peter was denying him, Christ showed that he still loved him. In the judgment hall, surrounded by those who were clamoring for his life, Jesus thought of his suffering, erring disciple, and turning, he looked at him. In that look Peter read the Savior's love and compassion, and a tide of memories rushed over him. He saw that he was doing the very thing that he had declared he would not do. Once more he looked at his master and saw a sacrilegious hand raised to smite him in the face. Unable longer to endure the scene, he rushed heartbroken from the hall. He pressed on in solitude and darkness, he knew not and cared not whither. At last he found himself in Gethsemane. The scene of a few hours before came vividly to his mind. He thought of how the Savior, during his agony in the garden, had come for sympathy and comfort to those who had been so closely connected with him in labor. On the very spot where Jesus poured out his soul in agony, Peter fell upon his face and wished that he might die. Had Peter been left to himself, he would have been overcome. But one who could say, Father, I know that thou hearest me always, one who is mighty to save interceded for him. Christ saves to the uttermost all who come to him. Many today stand where Peter stood when in self-confidence he declared that he would not deny his Lord. And because of their self-sufficiency they fall an easy prey to Satan's devices. Those who realize their weakness trust in a power higher than self. And while they look to God, Satan has no power against them. There are some lessons that will never be learned except through failure. Peter was a better man after his fall. As fire purifies gold, so Christ purifies his people by temptation and trial.